You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let's hear now from Matsela Koko. He's the acting chief executive officer at Eskom. Nice talking to you, Mr. Koko.
Good morning, Kolani, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you. Were you aware of the strike?
Kolani, no. We've been having a lot of difficult discussions for the last 2 years that intensified in the last month. And the negotiations, it's about our service providers, which are the truck drivers, and there's 48 of them, each of in total having 1,100 trucks. They're transporting our coal from various mines to power stations, and we have set aside over 2 million tons for them to transport. And these are small and medium enterprises that we set to develop ourselves. And we've done that quite successfully for the last 5 years. The problem today is that we have energy surplus, and the energy demand is not growing, and we have an increasing renewable energy coming onto stream. The consequences of that is that we're now burning 3 million tons of coal that they were contracted to transport. So the coal that they were contracted to transport, the 3 million tons coal that they were contracted to transport, is no longer there because we are taking on more and more renewables, and the economy is not growing, and we've got an energy surplus. These 3 million tons of coal, Kolani, will grow in 2019 to 2020 to be 10 million tons of coal a year that would have been displaced by growing renewables, surplus capacity, and the economy that is not growing at the rate that we expect it to grow. Kolani, it gets more worse than that for us, because we're also having a discussions with them and saying, not only are we not going to renew your contracts because we are burning 3 million less tons of coal, but in 2019-2020, we will not only use them, but we will start shutting down 4 stations. And on the table, we will shut down Hendina, we will shut down Camden, we will shut down Hotplay, and we will shut down Krill power stations. And there combined, it's jobs of around 10,000 to 20,000 more. It's a difficult trading environment that we find ourselves in as a consequence of surplus capacity, as a consequence of demand that is not growing, and as a consequence of growing renewable input into the grid. That's an unintended consequence. Unfortunately, that's what we find ourselves in. Solution does not lie with Eskom, Kolani.
I suppose it's exactly the same story as Uber and the meter taxi drivers, about what do you do when there are new inventions in the market, such as renewable energy, and the answer is always adapt.
Kolani, it's adapt, and then we have to find work for the 10,000 to 20,000 odd employees that will be on the 4 power stations, Krill, Hendrina, Hotplay, and Camden, that we're going to displace because of the increasing renewables that comes in at the time when we have surplus, that comes in at the time when the demand is not growing.
All right. Mr. Koko, for now, I must thank you very much. Thanks for coming through at such short notice to tell us about what's going on. So, yeah, it is a difficult situation, exactly similar to what we have been talking about, where Uber and meter taxi are concerned. Energy surplus from Eskom, renewable energy, but also less demand. So what does it all lead up to? Eskom having to cut at least 3 million tons of coal that is being transported by these truckers. That's the situation at the moment.